broadcast bullies. Famous Frills and Val the Voice. Coaching the culture.
DJ No Frills.
Let it play.
Famous Frills, DJ No Frills. We are the culture. The coaches. Val the Voice, DJ No Frills. Harlem, what's up? Juel Santana. They might have forgot about you, but we didn't. We are the culture. Coach put me in. I can't say that. That's a pause in Harlem. But this record is a go. Let's go.
Up jump, DJ No Frills.
Boogie jumps the beating up off your feet now. Up jumps the boogie jumps the beat. Get up out your seat now. Party and bullish. We gon' party and bullish. Yeah. Party and bullish. We gon' party and bullish.
Famous Frills, DJ No Frills, I had to bring this joint back. This my joint. The question is, did I break this record first around the country? We don't break records, we launch records. We are the culture. This record is crazy. Crazy, Sean. Crazy, young boy. North Philly to North Dakota. Why not? We are the culture, coach. Let's go.
DJ No Frills.
The boogie jumps the beating up off your feet now. Up jumps the boogie jumps the beat. Get up out your seat now. Party and bullish. We gon' party and bullish. Yeah. Party and bullish.
Let it
play. And bullish. She wanna order more.
Order more.
She get an order more.
Order more.
She wanna order more.
Order more.
I let her order more.
Order more.
She wanna boss some more.
Boss some more.
I let her boss some more.
Boss some more.
She the baller, y'all.
Baller, y'all.
Living all the stores.
All the stores.
Up jumps the boogie, we came to get this money, don't make me bust the foot.
Free El Chapo,
R.I.P. Pop Smoke.
Pop.
I ain't from the Bronx, but I'm on my Benny Blanco. Keep the block on me, call me Flocko. Ballin' me and Capo, Savage, Randy, Macho. Ops know, gon' hope they die slow. Play and get your mind blown to another time zone. Don't even speak to me, we on different frequencies. You just a pawn, boy, me, I got King's disease.
Yeah.
Boys
DJ
can't compete
no
with me, I'm too elite, you see.
Let
I'm a big stepper, don't end up beneath.
Cartel dropped so much work, it made New York shake. That AP so icy, call it the North Face.
It's too easy, well, it's too easy.
We all
Famous Frills,
20K on
Remy Ma,
on the North.
Remy Ma,
never,
Remy Ma,
no
Fat Joe, Terror Squad, let's go.
It's a cold world when start the backpedal. Kate Clark with the rock, they say I'm stat stuffing.
DJ
and
No
I tell
Frills.
Her I owe him nothing. Going dumb up in Stalin, still they threw me out. Now we at the booby trap, they got they out. Shake that, shake that, shake that.
Let it play.
Get it back, get it back, get it back. Got a dope connection and a coke connection. We exposed the press, you have no protection.
Stay tuned, stay tuned. We got that who frauded section. I'm a little angry at some stuff that's going on in Philadelphia and around the world. But we still gonna push peace. We push peace. Positively, let's go.
DJ No Frills.
Say I stop my friend over a band. And imagine what I do to a that I can't stand. Right now I'm on the edge. So don't push me, need my
Hey yo, Remy Ma on her 1-2. Hey Remy, get at us, Remy, get at us. We are the culture. Vow the voice, DJ No Frills, let's go.
Or bad and bougie, I'm about to call my favorite eater.
DJ No Frills.
And I'm a bad ass, so boosty. Rock 13K on his boot sheet, so jigger. You was a bird, now you just an X. So Twitter, Hershey made him block me on the gram. Go figure, only love me more than my joke. I got the Cuban on Cuban, my gorilla. Ever since crack to her on, she a dope dealer. And I'm toxic, but I cook good and I look good and I got good goodbye.
The broadcast bullies, Famous Frills and Val the Voice, coaching the culture.
That's right, it's too easy. Stay tuned. We got that I'm with the DJ session. Come on, let's go.
Steak off the ark to a pool full of sharks. Here, take it. Live in the
left coast, west coast love.
Yes, he'll make it.
Hey, yo, did Kendrick Lamar one verse Drake?
From him. I bet he
is Drake career over?
Mm.
Shout out to everybody that's on Twitter, that's on Instagram. Shout out Tokyo, Japan. Stuttgart, Germany. Bangladesh. Let's go.
DJ No Frills.
The broadcast bullies. Famous Frills and Val the Voice. Coaching the culture.
Johnny don't wanna go to school no more.
Stay tuned, we got that health and hip-hop. Stay tuned, we got that health and hip-hop section. Mental health, physical health, spiritual health.
And he called a body yesterday, out hustling.
Let it play.
From my dog like 101, said they killed his only son because of insufficient funds. He was sobbing, he was mobbing, way belligerent and drunk, talking out his head, philosophizing on what the Lord had done. He said, kid, can you pray for me? It's been a day for me. I know that you anointed, show me how to overcome. He was looking for some closure, hoping I can bring him closer to the spiritual. My spirit do no better, but I told him I can't sugarcoat the answer for you. This is how I feel. If somebody killed my son, that means somebody can tell me what you do for love, loyalty and passion.
Some do it for show. They do it for sure. The Culture Coaches.
Yes, yes, yes. We are the culture. We are the Culture Coaches. I am Famous Frills, and we got my brother from Brooklyn. Yo, when Brooklyn and Philly unite, is nothing can stop us. It's like DC Comics and
yes,
Marvel
sir.
Comics.
It's yo, peligroso.
Yo,
peligroso
listen,
means
I'm the Incredible Hulk. Who are you? Who's your character?
I'm Superman.
Superman.
I jump in the booth. I come back. Superman's alive, baby.
The question
Superman
is now.
Superman is alive.
The question is now. Why? But why not? Yo, speaking of Superman, yo, pause. I see you on the gram.
Yes, sir.
Yo, you was bench pressing like 250 pounds. Yo, are you on them roids? Hold on. Are you on them roids?
I am not. Ryan Garcia. I am Val the Voice, Viral Val, not Ryan Garcia, who's on the roids.
Hold on. Look, speaking of Ryan Garcia, later on, we got that section, Health and Hip Hop.
That's right, Health and Hip Hop.
Mentally, I don't know if Ryan Garcia has it together because he got a video of him, like, trolling his girl.
Yeah, saying some very disparaging things about my brothers and just, I don't know, man. I think he needs to see, if he's not seeing a therapist, you know, he may need to see a therapist, man. There's a lot going on. There's a lot going on in the world of boxing. There's a lot going on in health and hip hop. Remember, we got the health and hip hop. We got that who frauded segment today.
Yes.
There's a lot of people frauding out there. There's a lot of people frauding. We're going to touch on different. Don't forget, we got that Philly Support Philly.
Philly Support Philly. It's all about showing love, too.
Yes, sir.
We got to address the people. Listen. I want y'all to know something. We not shock jocks. We not here
to
spread rumors. But listen. We got to clean up out here, man. We like the Philadelphia trash department. Like, we going to clean up the city. The city is actually looking good.
Yes, sir.
And I want to say, yo, that hat right now, pause for idiots, is looking good. You got the,
It says, born in the Bronx. This is the hat that was given to me from a big bro, Joe Conzo, the man who took hip hop's baby pics.
You know,
we have a great, if you have not heard that interview, go on to the co-creators page on, go on to the Culture Coaches page on IG. We got it posted up there, including also the great interview that we have with Crazy Legs, the Culture Coaches. It's the T-H-E-E Culture Coaches on IG. Lock in with us. Tap in with us. Check out all the old interviews. And I also got, look at the shirt I'm wearing today.
Classico.
We don't get older. We get colder.
Classic.
Let's say it again. We don't get older. We get colder. All right?
Yo.
We get cold hearted.
And I like the other one. The other day, yo, I was in the car. That's the thing I'm doing too.
Follow me
on Instagram at DJNOPHRILLZ, right? I DJ from the car. DJ from the car.
You sound like you're getting your Boston on. You DJ at Harvard Park at the car.
In the car. Yeah, yo.
Well, people don't know that I did radio out of Massachusetts. 90.3. The Boston Beat.
Hey, Val, for the people around the world who don't know, like, how many years have you been in radio?
Since 2006. I've been in radio since 2006. I started with a segment called The Streets Is Watching. Well, I sort of did like a DJ thing. I wasn't a DJ, but getting up all the new, you know, playing all the new. So I was on a segment. Shout out to Adante Ace, AOS Radio. And I had a segment on there. And then, they started getting into other things, but I wanted to continue with the radio.
Yes.
And I launched RS Radio. And that's where we met.
RS Radio.
RS Radio, the Philly takeover.
And I was doing Philly, and I was doing official street
radio
where I interviewed Mac Miller, Redman,
that's
Freeway, Meek Mills, Mills. Listen, we got years in it.
The Philly Support Philly Ambassador, Famous Frills. He's the man behind the brand, just to make sure you understand.
Yes.
All right. And I am your boy, Viral Val, Val the Voice. I want to say what's up to everybody who's been checking us out. You know we on AM. You know we on FM. You know we on iHeart.
Yes.
You know we got that officialstreetradio.com coming also.
Yes.
There's a lot going on. We're working on some new outlets that we're politicking right now.
Yeah.
Cut the check. Don't act brand new. The culture coaches.
Say it correctly. Yes. CTC.
CTC Productions. Cut the check.
Cut the check.
And listen, we have a very important guest calling in today on the Hip Hop Co-Creators segment on the show. All right. We're not going to give it away, but this gentleman right here we call him the padrino of bilingual rap. Okay. So I'm gonna leave it there. All right. We about to get better. Let's get, you got any words before we get to some music?
I got some words, right?
Shoot.
Now listen, we have
Not literally.
Sometimes we be having some trolls, right?
Yeah.
I want you to understand something, little homie. Little Raheem, listen, we show North Philly love, but don't ever think for a second that we not official.
Yes.
Yo, I have 2.5 decades of experience in the game. Vowel Voice got like 70, even though he looked like he like 21. Listen, when we come back, listen, we're going to give some tips on longevity
in the
game. But I'm going to say it's my, like Johnny Gill. We about to go to the CAC. We about to go to the South CAC. Moolah Da Vinci. This is my joint. The record is called Johnny Gill. We launch record first. Let it play. I got you.
Let's go.
The culture coaches. Famous Frills and Vowel the Voice. Coaching the culture.
DJ No Frills. DJ No Frills.
Always real. Always real. Always real. Always real. If it's poppin', you know I'm here. Always real. Always real. I am him.
I am him.
You know the tip to get this feeling that I feel. You know the tip to get this feeling. Always real.
Whoa.
Don't wanna offend if you pretend that's
not real. Let it play.
She got me.
Bring this joint back. Johnny Gill. My, like Johnny Gill. Pause for idiots. New Live Division, let's go. Al Green, I see you. Shout out to all my coalition DJs worldwide. Fleet DJs, Nerve DJs, Core DJs. It's official, let's go.
I am him.
I am him.
DJ No Frills.
Let it play.
Real, always real. My body all over her body, Johnny Gill. What's the deal? Keep it real. Have you ever had a deep off in your ribs? Like a pig, make a squeal. Hungry for the money, try to get a meal. Do it big, Uncle Phil. If I don't slap you, then I bet my cousin will.
Broadcast bullies, Famous Frills and Vowel the Voice, coaching the culture.
Affirmative, Famous Frills, DJ No Frills. I had to bring this joint back. Yo, I love this record. Moolah Da Vinci, Johnny Gill. Let's go.
Always real, always real, always real.
Shout out Mar ATL on the check-in.
Always real, always real.
Shout out Kevin LA on the check-in. Shout out to Freeway. They said Freeway on the check-in. Why not? Philly support Philly. Let's go.
It's real.
DJ No Frills.
Real. My body all over her body, Johnny Gill. What's the deal? Keep it real. Have you ever had a deep off in your ribs? Like a pig. Make a squeal. Hungry for the money, try to get a meal. Do it big. Uncle Phil.
If I don't slap you,
then I
play.
My cousin Will.
God.
I'm about to bomb, like I be shooting a D from three. I call up your shorty, she told me that it was the D for me. I kiss her like Jada, I'm playing, she trying to pink at me. Whoa. This what I was saying when shorty cut her on and winked at me. Oh, it's real, oh, it's real, oh, it's real, oh, it's real. If it's popping, you know I'm here.
Famous Frills, DJ No Frills.
Oh, it's real.
Shout out to my bro, my partner. Vowel the Voice, Vowel the Voice. Remember the name, Vowel the Voice. Shout out to Tyler. Tyler, salute to you. We are the blessed. We are the blessed. Let's go.
I am him.
DJ No Frills.
I've been in from the jump. I don't pretend.
to be somebody that I'm not.
DJ No Frills.
Pockets brolic like they work out in the gym. Popping, I'm sorry, not sorry if I offend. Just selling their soul for clout and fame, I swear it's a shame. Go crazy, I make them get wet whenever they hear my name.
Hola,
I'm knocking them down like dominoes, I hit it then adios. She said that her is born, girl, for no Fabio. When I be off in the club, bring me bottles and wands. I'm pouring liquor
DJ
for
no
the
frills.
And making it flawed. These don't want no money, they just funny like Doug. I ain't just got the potential, I ain't one of them ones.
Oh, it's real.
Yeah, it's real.
Oh, it's real. Oh, it's real. Oh, it's real. If it's popping, you know I'm here.
Some do it for show, they do it for sure. The Culture Coaches.
It's
too easy, it's too easy. We are the Culture Coaches. Stay tuned, we got the health and hip-hop section on the way. Who fraud is section? But we push a positivity. The Culture, the Coaches, the Culture, the Coaches. We are the Culture Coaches. Vol, let's go.
Cash up on a new toy. Break up this cash up on a new toy. You can't understand us, cause you're too soft. Taliban pants running straight through the machine. They came through with a stick and you heard it. They came through in this bitch and they were swerving. I can't believe the blood ain't on my shirt.
DJ No
Frills. We got hit close range. We be talking stick talk. We be talking bricks too. We be talking lick talk. And I'ma fuck your bitch too. I ain't got no manners for no I'ma put my thumb in a pool. Took a shot of Henny, I be going crazy, crazy. And say my whole hood got it under investigation. They know they talk, that stick talk. They know we talk, that lick talk. I'm about to put this cash up on a new toy.
Hey, ladies, I got you. Hey, Sharon. Sharon, I got you. Sharon, Mississippi, I got you.
I'ma tell a lie under
open. It's too easy.
I can see it in your eyes.
We are the Coaches. Real music. Trap rack. Backpack. We are official Coach. Let's go.
I'm pretty than a mother. Me looking okay. She think that she fucking with me. Is this okay? He said he ain't fucking around. I look at him like, okay. I used to be down bad, but now I'm okay. I'm pretty than a mother. Me looking okay.
DJ No Frills.
She fucking with me. Is this okay?
The Broadcast Bullies. Famous Frills and Valor Voice. Coaching the Culture. Some do it for show, they do it for sure. The Culture Coaches.
Call me JT, aka the Soul Snatcher. I'm with a booster, a scholar, and a pole dancer. Call my phone, he won't get no answer. These f these two, you can't with me. What a told you, sexy black motherfucker.
Yeah,
game on the wood, I'm watching Jimmy Butler.
DJ
Since I came home, I've been killing every summer. Back real boss, and I started as a runner. Been pretty and I'm looking like a snack. 40-inch bust down, you know that black. I'm pretty than a mother. Me looking up.
Some do it for show, they do it for sure. The Culture Coaches.
Yes, yes, we are the Culture. We are the Coaches. I am Famous Frills, and what's your name, brother?
It's your boy, Viral Val, Val the Voice, one half of the Culture Coaches. Again, we on your AM dial, we on your FM dial, we on iHeart dial. We want to thank everybody who's been touching in, locking in with us with the Culture Coaches, man. It's a lot going on.
Hey, Coach.
Go ahead.
I want to thank you.
Okay, I want to thank you, too, but you first.
This is the reason why. Hold on. This is the reason why.
Shoot.
In our community, I said we come able to give some tips.
Yes.
In our community, it's people that's always trying to put you down.
That's right.
Telling you to stop. Yo, this man gave me multiple calls. Like, Frills, get back in the ring. I felt like I was Rocky.
That's right.
I felt like he's like, come on, Frills,
listen,
it's time.
Man, we are
it's
here time. To motivate
so,
each other.
So, hold on.
Other.
I want to thank you.
Thank you.
Because the problem in our culture is somebody always trying to down talk
right.
you. They always telling you you should quit or you can't do it. I was
we
on the phone
quit.
With somebody last night.
Yeah, we
and
don't
I gave
quit.
Him a story about somebody told me, oh, what they was trying to do was tone you down. That's the problem.
Mm.
You're trying to get somebody to tone down. No, they should be giving you encouragement
that's right.
to keep going.
Amen.
If you're listening, this is the tip.
Church.
Pause. I need you to keep going.
Keep going.
Uck. Hater, Hulk Hogan,
yeah, listen.
Leo energy. It's Leo season. I'm a Leo.
Absolutely. Listen, man, don't quit. We don't quit out here. We don't get bitter. We get better. Let's say it again. We do not get bitter. We get better. And at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? People who want to see you win, help you win. And
yes.
I always want. I have worked with my man Frills in the past. I know, I see the greatness in him. And whenever you got a friend who's slowing down for whatever reason, listen, we go through things in life. Things happen. I had to slow down. Yeah. Sometimes we got to slow down. You know what? I got a saying, right?
Yes.
Reinvent as many times as you have to. Rest, but reinvent.
Yes.
So if you have to rest, you have to reinvent and restart as many times as you have to. That's all I got to say.
Because, yo, speaking of nature, right?
That's right.
If anything stops, it dies.
So I got to learn that from you.
Yes, and it's the truth. Let your house sit, let your car sit.
That's
right. But I'm going to tell you really what happened. We're going to talk about this later.
Okay.
What really happened was, listen, I'm sorry to tell y'all, I was dealing with the Philly superhead. I got to admit it.
I told you to leave her alone.
Yo, listen, I'm making this public now. I was dealing with the Philly superhead. And she has a spring in her neck. Listen.
This is the therapeutic part of the show.
Listen. Mental health is everything. Listen. I'm telling you, it don't matter how good the car looks.
That's right.
But it might have a bad engine and bad suspension.
Well, here's the problem. A lot of times cars look great, but they got a lot of mileage on them. You don't want to buy a car that even if people give you a car that got a lot of mileage, that's a headache.
And the rumor on the street is, she's over a billion served like McDonald's.
Listen, don't judge me. We got to get into this Philly Support Philly segment. Right? There's a lot going on. No frills. Did you happen to see the story about the gentleman who sexually molested the woman in the Dollar Tree? I'm not going to be graphic. Everybody's seen it. You can Google it. He sexually assaulted her. He did something on her. At first, I thought it was a joke. I said, who would do a sick joke? You know what it is? Nowadays, you got so many of these influencers going into Walmart doing it. So you never know. You got to be careful. You never know what's for real and what's fake nowadays, right? Too many people from. But when I looked at it and then I saw it on the news, I was like, man, that was actuality. So they did catch him. I mean, that was a horrible thing. Listen, we got to protect our women out here.
Yes.
You got to protect your daughters.
Yes.
You got to protect your sisters. There's a lot of weirdos out here. There's a lot of people out here who suffer from mental health. And there's just a lot of, you know, people who are not there altogether. What do you have to say? What do you think about that horrible situation that happened?
What I say, Famous Frills, DJ No Frills, this is what I have to say about
this
situation.
That's not official.
That's definitely not official. I do not co-sign it. You know, honestly, once again, health and hip hop.
Yes.
I'll be honest. I'm not trying to defend him, but obviously he has some type of mental issue.
Maybe not. He could just be a creepo. And there's a difference.
But I think it's still a mental thing. First of all, to do that in public, number one, to do that in public.
Yes.
Listen, homie, I'm not judging you. I'm not co-signing. If you want to be on StrokeyDoke.com, do it in private.
And you know what? He's going to have a hard time. He's been arrested now. But you know who I want to give a shout out to?
I want you to say the name. See, that's the problem with the culture, right? They quick to put somebody down, but when they do something good,
so
nobody want to talk about it.
We
got to
congratulate, and we got to give the accolades to Meek Mill.
Yes.
A home-based Philly representative. You know what? People always want to throw people under the bus, but nobody wants to highlight the fact that he gave an award to the people who found this gentleman and put the whole city on fire looking for the guy.
Yes.
So we want to take our time here on The Culture Coaches to, you know, congratulate that man, to give him his flowers for actually getting involved. He didn't have to put up anything, but he did.
It's more morally is right.
Morally it's right. That's what I was trying to say.
And
thank you.
Philly support Philly.
Absolutely. Yes. That's exactly what Philly Support Philly was for, right? We got to support each other. We got to help our neighbors, help our friends. But you still got to pay at the door.
Yes.
That the Philly Support Philly doesn't mean it's free.
No, nothing is free. 99,
I got one more.
Homie.
Can I touch on this?
Let's go.
All right, so check this out. I read something that more armed police officers could be coming to Philadelphia schools. So I want to get your point. I'm going to read real quick.
Yes.
More armed school police officers are coming to Philadelphia PA districts and charter schools under a state budget signed by Governor Josh Shapiro as of Thursday, July 11th. Now, I didn't grow up in Philadelphia. I'm a native New Yorker, Brooklyn, the Bronx, Queens. That's where I'm from, homie, all right? I'm a Boricua. Brooklyn Boricua. Shout out to my people on the Hip Hop Co-Creators page, the Boricua page, and we got a big calling coming in.
Oh, yo, shout out to the Hip Hop Co-Creators because they support me, and I'm black.
Listen, we all black. You know what I'm saying? I'm black too, baby.
I'm actually brown.
It's
but we'll talk about that later.
But we'll do that a whole, What do you think, growing up? You grew up in Philadelphia, PA. I didn't. I could talk about Brooklyn, but this is a Philly show.
Well, I say
so
it's out of control.
So do you think that it's a good a good, what's the word, starter? Or do you think that it's a good idea that they're going to be adding more? And what does that say about, but it's a pilot program. That's the word I was going
to say.
It's a pilot program. Do you think that it's a good idea that they're going to be adding more police and people with armed guns? Do you, I mean, there's different points of view. Yes. What's yours?
I'm going to say, I mean, I hate to say it, man. We in a different time, and I'm not trying to take y'all to church. I'm not Martin Luther King. I'm the Maybach of this music ish. But I'm gonna say
we are the Rolls Royces of the radio,
and
like
the Rolls Royces
of
radio.
That's
and
right.
I'm gonna say yes because, I mean, it's just guns are. I don't know where they're coming from. I don't know if they magically appearing like
no, they're not magically
like it's the Matrix.
No.
But I mean, it's about safety, man. And you know,
okay,
a lot of these kids. I think we need more metal detectors. And also, I think some of these kids need rehab. Some of them, before we even get there, let's show them some love. Some of these kids just need a hug. Some of these kids just need somebody once again to encourage them.
Yes, sir.
Because sometimes it starts at home. Like I'm gonna keep it 100. I'm in the streets. I see women and men talking down on their kids and
never
saying,
do that.
No, I see never them doing do that. It, and I just cringe because I understand.
Yes.
Once again, listen. Let's make this
the
clear.
The power of words is very, very powerful. Yes. You get the Bible. All of the greatest religious books in the world say that you have to speak life into your children.
Yes.
Never tell your child you're never going to be anything. You're just like your dad. Never talk to your child in a degrading or belittling way because they take that in. You have to talk nothing but positivity.
Yeah, you got to speak positive.
Bring out the king in them. You understand? Bring out the king or the queen in her. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And always support them. You know what? You got to work to support their dreams too. You understand what I'm saying? Because they're people. They're not just your kids. They are people who are going to grow into adults. And what you input in them, like a computer, what you input in them is what they're going to print out.
Yes.
Okay? My point of view, I'm going to make it quick because we got a caller coming in soon. But my point of view is I wonder sometimes with these, you know, when the kids in the school, if they see a police officer with a gun or armed gun, does it do something to them mentally to make them be like, man, I'm in a bad neighborhood psychologically? I think that there should be some more therapeutic outlets in the school. If they're going to implement a police, if they're going to implement somebody there with an arm, it has to be explained because you can't let them interpret it themselves.
Yes, you know what? And now you're saying that maybe they should dress in like normal clothes a little bit because sometimes I'm not going front. Like when you out and if you could just be walking down the street, and I know it's kind of like post-traumatic stress.
Yes.
Because if you grew up in the inner city, you probably had a run-in with the police and you was innocent.
Yes.
As soon as they see that, it might actually cause more fear and more anxiety.
That's a fact.
So they got to try to make it gel together some type of way. But listen, I know we got this call coming up soon.
Hip-hop co-creators.
Listen, we got to celebrate Meek Mills.
Yeah.
After that, we're going to come back. We got a special invited guest.
That's right.
From where?
From the hip-hop co-creators. The segment is the hip-hop co-creators.
Yes.
We got the Padrino, who is the godfather of bilingual rap. Before there was a Mellow Man Ace with the homie, before there was a Big Pun, and before there was a Pitbull, there was a Mr. Schick. And he's going to call in and he's going to tell his story. Frills, let's get into some
Philly
music.
Philly support Philly. Hey, yo, Meek. Let's celebrate Meek. Let's just thank you, Meek. Let's go. DJ No Frills, official street radio. We are the culture. The coaches. Let's go.
The broadcast bullies. Famous Frills and Val the Voice. Coaching the culture.
Your boy, Meek Mellie right here. Kicking the DJ No Frills. What do we do, man? We're going at it. Meek Mellie.
DJ No Frills.
Play. God.
I be riding through my own. But I'm in my new whip, same old attitude. But I'm on that new shit. They say they gon' ride me. See me never do nothing. Cause they know that's the reason they gon' end up on a news clip. Audemars on my wrist, bust down. We popping bottles like I scored a winning touchdown. Remember me dead broke, look at me up now. I run my city from South Philly back to uptown. Thank God all these bottles I pop, all this paper I been getting, all these models I pop. I done sold a $100,000 for my album,
DJ
got
no
dropped. In the morning 23, understand that, look at me.
God.
I'm a boss like my Rose. Hey, shorty asked me for a check, I told that like no way. Cause I made it from the bottom, it was never no way. And I never had a job, you know I had to sell, I'm a boss, I call a shot. I'm with the murder team, call a cop.
I'm a boss.
I'm a boss.
I'm a boss.
I plan the shots. I call the calls. We in this. It's going down. Yeah, in the kingdom with my mother. We're crying. I'm a boss.
I'm a
boss.
I'm a boss.
I'm a boss.
I'm a boss.
I'm a boss.
I'm a boss.
I'm a boss.
I'm a boss.
I'm a boss.
I'm a boss.
I'm a boss.
I'm a boss. I'm a boss.
I'm a boss. I'm a boss.
I'm a boss.
I'm a boss.
I'm a
boss. I'm a boss.
Got so many shades they thought I had a lazy eye. Shorty roll me smooth as my Mercedes ride. No love, cry when only babies die. And when I go, that casket better cost $100,000. I pray to God I look my killer in his eyes. Snatch his soul out his shirt, just take him for that ride. OG is one who's standing on his own feet. A boss is one who guarantee we gon' eat. A blog dog, cause one day we gon' meet. I'ma spaz on your ass like I'm on. Or a double stack, better double that. Jerry Jones money, you a running back. Herschel Walker, Bo Jack, Ricky Waters, better run that dope back. Boss, and I put that on my Maybach. 400,000, two wish you say that.
I'm a boss,
I'm a boss,
I'm a boss,
I'm a boss.
I play the shots, I call the calls. We in this, it's going down. Yeah, and it came out with my mother crowd. I'm a boss,
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 I'm a
boss.
Those DJ No Frills. Famous Frills, DJ No Frills.
Bad, but I'm the hitter. No flaws, so I'ma go get her. No draws, easy to hit her. Oh Lord, I ain't tryna forget her. She bad,
she bad,
she bad,
she bad,
she bad, but I'm the hitter.
She bad,
she bad,
she bad,
she bad.
Oh Lord, I ain't tryna forget her.
She bad, but I'm the hitter. No flaws, so I'ma go get her. No draws, easy to hit her. Oh Lord, I ain't tryna forget her.
The broadcast bullies.
Hey yo, hey yo, hey yo, we are the Culture Coaches. Yo, shout out to Rick Ross, but this is Philly. That was Shiraz Starks. Listen, that record is called She's Bad. We're going to revisit that record. But now it's about hip-hop
co-creators. This is your boy Val the Voice. We have a special calling on the line. Is this Mr. Chic? Are you on the line?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I want to do the right announcement, okay? So everyone knows that the hip-hop co-creator segment is part of the show. That is the part of the show where we highlight Boricuas, New York Ricans who have been instrumental. You know, last week we had Crazy Legs. You know we had Joe Conzo. You know we've had a lot of the legendary New York Rican figures that were instrumental. So I got to give this man his just introduction, okay? So before there was a Pitbull, before there was a Big Pun, before there was a Mellow Man Ace, who also is a friend of the show, there was a Mr. Chic in the 1980s. Part of the Mean Machine group signed to the legendary Sugar Hill Records. And we have Mr. Chic on the call. What's up, Mr. Chic? How are you?
I'm doing great, man.
Thank you, man. We just wanted to give you the right introduction to our audience, right? We're live right now on AM Radio and Philadelphia Talk Radio. I'm with my man, my partner, my ace, DJ No Frills. Say what's up to Mr. Chic.
Let it play. I got you, Famous Frills. DJ No Frills. Listen, it's an honor to have you because, listen, we support the OGs. If it wasn't for you, it wouldn't be no DJ No Frills. I'm going to keep it real. And that's shout right out to the great records that you made. And we definitely cut those breaks up. Back to Vital Voice.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, Mr. Chic, it's good to talk to you. I know we did about a year and a half ago, we did a great online interview. We had 20,000 views with that interview, and we're going to keep pushing, okay? But I wanted you to call in to talk to our Philly audience. All right, so tell a little
worldwide
bit.
Worldwide audience.
Worldwide audience.
But we're based
excuse
out of Philly.
Excuse me, Philly. Yes. Thank you for checking me. We are based out of Philly,
local
but
news.
We're worldwide. We're on iHeartRadio. We're on AM radio. We're on FM radio. We are global, okay? So listen, first and foremost, I want you to tell the people where you got the name Mr. Chic from.
Well, actually, it was Chic.
Chic,
first.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't Mr. Chic because
okay.
I was a graffiti writer from 1971 to 1981.
Okay.
And when I went hunting for a graffiti name, I walked inside a corner store in the neighborhood, and I started looking around for names. And long story short, I saw the Chic razor blades, and I said, "That's it. I'm going to start writing Chic
okay.
One." So I was Chic One.
Okay. And what neighborhood was that? Just so that the people understand.
That was in the corner of Westchester Avenue and Elder Avenue.
And where was that at?
That was in the Bronx.
That's right. Say it again. It was in the Bronx, the home of the birthplace of hip hop. The reason that I make emphasizing it, because today I'm wearing my Born in the Bronx hat by Joe Conzo. So I wanted to emphasize that. So tell us how you made the transition from being a graffiti writer into being an MC. Bring us through that path.
How much time?
Well,
do you
know, we need the edited version because Famous Fruits got to jump in too.
Okay. No, talk it ish.
Oh, talk it ish. Go ahead.
OG, let's go.
Go ahead.
Okay, so from graffiti, I ended up, my parents moved to South Carolina, and I'm giving you the short version.
Okay.
And I stayed in New York. So then I lost my job, and then I lost my apartment, so I became homeless. And being homeless, again, cutting the story short, ran into Julio, and I asked him if I could carry their equipment for some food money. He said, yeah. And cutting the story short,
tell the people who are Julio, who Julio is, for those who don't know.
He was the leader of the Mean Machine.
Okay.
And this was like the beginning of 1979.
What year was that? Say it again.
The beginning of 1979.
Okay.
And so I started carrying the equipment. One of the guys went to jail, and some time had gone by, so I heard them rehearse all the time. So Julio's son said, hey, Dad, Danny can do it. And, you know, long story short, they put me up on the mic. I did it with them, and it worked out. So then I started doing shows with them. And, you know, I did that for a while. Then the guy came back out of jail. And so I was back to Danny carrying the equipment. And long story short, some months went by. The dude went to jail again, this time for 7 years.
Wow.
He went to jail for 7 years. So they told me, hey, we'll use you temporarily until we find a permanent replacement. So by that time, they trusted me. So I started sleeping in the studio.
Awesome.
And in the studio, you know, pretty much that's how I got into that.
That's how you did. And did you have a lot of nights writing in the studio? Did you develop your talent in the studio?
Yeah, no. Well, once I was there, I was like, man, nobody's doing this in Spanish, thinking to myself. So I started writing Spanish rhymes and didn't tell anybody.
So I have a question. I have a question. Go ahead. Finish your topic.
Well, now by this time, it's 1980. Because like I said, I'm shortening the story.
Gotcha.
So 1980 and I'm, you know, writing Spanish rhymes, didn't tell anybody.
Okay.
And then one day we got a gig at it was either Coney Island or Brighton Beach, one of the two.
Shout out to Brooklyn.
Yeah, and so the beach was full of, it was like 50-50, man, of Latinos and blacks there. And I thought, man, nobody in the crew knew that I could rap in Spanish.
This is the moment of truth.
By myself.
Go ahead.
And so I thought to myself, yo, I'm going to try it here because of the, you know, the crowd was just perfect for this. And so when it was time to do the show, we got up on a roof. They put us on a roof so everybody could see us. And Jimmy did his part, Julio did his part, and I did my part, and I rapped in Spanish, man. And the crowd pretty much roared to me.
Wow.
It sounded like thunder, but, you know, that could just be me. And pretty much that was it.
That was the
ever since that day, they made me permanent member and said, we're going to use Spanish rap in all our shows because the people loved it.
Yes,
they went
sir.
Crazy. For the first time to hear Spanish rap, I guess they felt like now they got a representative.
Listen, I heard that record as a little kid. And like my partner from Puerto Rican Flag said, you know, it was everything because I feel like Boricuas were underrepresented at one time. But, you know, we got to give, there wasn't too many of us, you know what I mean, in the game. So to hear that record as a kid, my brother was a DJ, and to hear that record, man, it was everything to hear that record and to hear somebody in Spanish rapping. And we were like, it was incredible. You know what I mean? So I'm going to pass it over to my partner, Famous Frills. Then I'm going to ask you a couple more questions. But again, we're going to slow it down. We don't want you to rush. Take your time. No frills. Talk to the man.
Famous Frills, DJ No Frills. Famous Frills, DJ No Frills. Famous Frills, DJ No Frills, right? Now, check this out. We are the culture coaches. Vow the voice of myself, DJ No Frills. Listen, I need to know the truth. The rumor is on the street. I need the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Do you promise me you're going to give me the truth? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, so the question is, the rumor has it, in the streets of Philadelphia, remember, this ain't the Bronx, this ain't New York, that you got the name Mr. Schick because you was the one that invented the buck 50 in New York City with the razor. Is that true or false? Please let us know. Please let us know.
Nah, that's false.
Okay, listen. That's why we are Vow the Voice and DJ No Frills. That's why we are the culture coaches because, listen, we want to dispel rumors. There's a lot of rumors out here that's going around in the streets. That's why we like to interview the OGs because you was there. But also, I want to ask you, like, what was your favorite breakbeat back in the day?
My favorite breakbeat?
Yes.
Was probably, man, to be honest with you, I like Dance to the Drummers beat, the Mexican.
The Mexican.
The Mexican is crazy.
Yeah, that was dope. Yeah. So right now, right, it's 2024. What are you listening to? Because, like, I really want to know, like, are you listening to Lil Baby? Are you listening to Lil Yachty? Are you listening to Ice Spice? Because Ice Spice is from the Bronx.
Well, you know, to be honest with you, man, living in South Carolina, and I'm, you know, I work with non-Hispanics, and so these are the young kids, you know, they got control of the radio. So I'm listening to an eclectic, you know, mix, whether it's rock, hip hop, gospel, you know. And so whoever has control of the radio.
No, I got you.
With these young kids, because you don't give them their music, they ain't going to flow good with the work.
Yeah, you're right. Listen, music, yo, music is everything, man. Later on, we got a section called Health and Hip Hop, and music can be very therapeutic. I just want to say this is Famous Frills, DJ No Frills, one half of the culture. Shout out to Vow the Voice and the whole team. Shout out to everybody from the Bronx to Boston, everybody in the car that's playing this. I just want to say thank you, man. Thank you for your time. And Vow the Voice, talk to him.
So, Mr. Schick, now that yeah, we know what you're listening to, we always want to bring it up to date to see what people are up to today, okay? So, question. Tell us about, So the Mean Machine was already signed to Sugar Hill Records at the time that you came on board, or were you part of the process of them getting signed?
No, we got signed after I came on board.
Okay.
You know, and that had to do with Julio and Jimmy going to Sugar Hill Records and going from the Bronx to New Jersey to see if they'd sign us. And they went without an appointment, so they really didn't have, they told them, you know, we can't do anything for you. I mean, if you want to sit down and wait, and if she feels like it, you know, sometime during the day, you might be lucky and she might talk to you or she might not.
And you're talking about Miss Sylvia Robinson?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Sylvia Robinson.
CEO of Sugar Hill Records.
Sylvia Robinson.
Her husband.
Her and her husband, that's right. But she was kind of the face of that.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. She was the face.
So question.
And so
go ahead. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Okay, so they went there and they waited. Finally, you know, they talked to her and she told them, come back next week with a demo.
Okay.
And so that's what happened. Then the following week we went with a demo.
Okay. And how did that work out? Were you there for that meeting with the demo?
Yeah,
and tell us how that worked out. When she did, were you rhyming in Spanish on the demo?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me explain that part.
Go ahead.
Okay, so we told the DJ, "Hey, mix up Dance to the Drummer's beat for us, and we're gonna use that as a demo."
Okay.
And so then, as he's mixing it up, I told the guys, "You know what, man? I'm not gonna put any Spanish rhymes on here because if we give her the tape, and then she decides, nah, I don't want you guys, and she doesn't return that tape, she can give it to any other group."
Very smart.
So I said, I'll do the Spanish rhymes live over there.
Very smart.
And so that's what we did. We took the tape, she played it, and, you know, we did our little thing live, and got to the Spanish part, people just bobbing their heads. And they didn't know what the heck I was saying, but they shut off the tape, and they said, all right, come back next week, and we'll have contracts for you.
Did they have the checks ready for you, too?
No, man.
So they were quick to sign you, but there was no checks right away. We got a slogan up here. Cut the check.
CTC.
CTC.
No, and the thing about it is, you got to remember, man,
yeah,
when when people start opening doors,
yes,
the people that open doors, they're the ones that are the last to be remembered, you know?
What do you mean? Explain a little. Elaborate a little bit more on that. Well, you said the people who open doors are not always remembered. Explain that.
Yeah, you know, you get like, look at all these guys that started out, you know, first tier of rappers. Okay. First generation.
First generation, 83 to 73 to 83.
You know, there was tons of, you know, rappers that possibly you never heard of, never made it. They just got lost, you know, in the shuffle just because they didn't make it
commercially.
You know, yeah. You know, okay, I'll give you one. For instance, like, say the Harlem World Crew. You ever heard of
Yes,
Harlem
I have
World
heard
crew?
Of Harlem World.
Okay.
Exclusive.
But then, but a lot of people don't talk about them. I mean, the old hip-hop heads, they know.
That's right.
But because they didn't have commercial success, you know, they're easily forgotten.
That's
in the
right.
history.
You know what? We got to highlight. Know? We got to highlight them. This is why, you know, I love the internet and I love social media. It can be used as positive or it can be used as negative. But the fact that we're able to bring back, like, it was so many years, a lot of people didn't know your story. And me and one of my partners, we always remembered that there was an MC on Sugar Hill Records who rhymed this. We always remembered that. We always saw, and then we ran into each other online. So this is what I love about online. You can reconnect with people, and then you can also highlight their stories. Shout out to the people at the Hip Hop Co-Creators page. That's what they do. They highlight the stories of New Yorkians and the OGs who have paved the way like yourself. Just so that people understand, you were on Sugar Hill Records. Can you tell them some of the people that you traveled with who were also on the label? For those who don't understand the impact of the record label that you were a part of.
Oh, man, you know, you got, you know, there was a Sugar Hill Review, which was pretty much most of the groups that were on Sugar Hill, you know, touring together, like, you know, you got Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five, Sugar Hill Gang, The Sequence. You had Spoonie G travel with him.
These were your label mates.
Yeah, yeah. You know, Treacherous Three, they were our label mates, but I never got to tour with them.
Okay.
Crash Crew, you know.
Legendary hip-hop figures
such as
even, yourself.
Even like with... Even with Crash Crew, like when they were recording We Wanna Rock, after their session, we were supposed to, finish recording. We were putting in like the audience participation.
Yes,
in our
I
record.
Remember.
And
yes.
so we got we picked up Joe Conzo's mother and Julio's mother worked in the same like center. It was
okay.
I may be wrong, but it was kind of like a youth center.
Okay.
And so we picked up all the youth and took them with us in the van so they could be the crowd.
The crowd.
In the audience participation.
You had a compromise back in those days because you didn't have machines with audio claps and reverbs and all this stuff. So you had to definitely. Well, listen, man, we're definitely going to, maybe one of these days when you're in town, we can do an in-studio session. But we definitely, you can always call back to the show. We just wanted to take the moment, again, to highlight you and let the people know, you know, the impact that you've made and how important that you were in the early stages of hip hop. You know, this show with the Hip Hop Co-Creator segment, we highlight individuals such as yourself. And I just wanted to share your story. And again, we're going to do a follow-up to this interview, a part two if you're open to it. But again, we thank you for calling. Any shout-outs, anything, no frills, any last minutes, Mr. Schick?
Let him do his shout-outs.
Yeah, let's do your shout-outs, Mr. Schick.
Well, you know, I just pretty much say a big up to my son,
okay,
my daughter-in-law, my son Daniel, my daughter-in-law Sarah, my wife, my pizza, and my grandkids, man.
That's what's up, man. Family first.
That's pretty much it. Yeah.
Frills, you got anything? Any last words for the man?
Listen, man. Listen. I'm not a rapper. I'm not a trapper. I'm a DJ. We about to get into a cool classic. We going to the Bronx. The question is not why, but why not? DJ No Frills, Culture Coaches. Let's go.
Broadcast Mr. Bullies. Shit. Famous Frills and Val the Voice. Coaching the culture.
I want you to be my woman.
DJ No Frills.
The Broadcast Bullies.
you
famous Frills and Valley Voice, coaching the culture.
So party people, are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready?
We're the disco dream.
Call me Machine.
Rapping to the rhythm with the greatest of ease. Well, my name is Jimmy Mack and I'm buttons of black. And I owe your mama, see this work bone out.
Girl, I'm a Mr. Chick and you'll be amazed. Cause my rap is real sharp like a razor blade.
Well, my name is Julio and I'm on the go.
And together we do it in stereo.
Our style is so sweet,
like sugar and spice.
You never hear a trap
without Mr. Nice. United we stand,
and divided we fall.
You put us together, you'll have a ball.
We're gonna show you what we're all about.
And individually,
we gon' shout it out.
So Jimmy Mac,
hey, you know
that you're ready to rock. So just get on your mic and shoot for the top.
Well, my name is Jimmy Mac and I'm slender and tall. Got a high IQ and I like to play ball. When I'm not on the court, I'm on the mic. And when I rap to the rhythm, it's pure. Like a little bit of tuna with some mayonnaise. When you hear shake rap, you be amazed. So party people in the place, don't you be misled. I'm just approving the bump
to all the knuckleheads.
So Mr. Shake, get free. You know you're quick. So watch you get on the mic and rap a little like this. So shocking by the rocket, finger popping, never stopping. Know what's coming, never going, getting crazy, never lazy. Hypnotizing, mesmerizing, money making, booty shaking. Got the power, never sour. I'm expanding, never landing. Always smoking, never choking, overtaking, never breaking. One time,
up all the people,
check it out, two times,
up all the party.
Come on,
let's go to work.
Come on, party people,
let's go berserk.
I like slam,
say you better
hot, doing a jerk.
Let me see your body work.
Well, to the funky beat,
what you funky slam?
To the beat that makes your booty bounce.
So Mr. Nice,
freak dance,
rock shock in the house.
Show the party people what you're all about.
With us, you don't raise a fuss, cause you're rocking with the best. Cause we're understanding,
not demanding.
To be a meme machine,
you got to be outstanding.
Dealing with these
circumstances, we know how to get on down.
Go dip to the rhythm.
Right, see the beat.
Well, if you didn't pay attention, then I really have to mention.
It's a body situation, it's a moving combination, it's a depth manipulation, so we give you a demonstration. Julio,
yo,
the intelligent rapper, laying your knowledge with some cookies, Julio Master.
Love thyself and love thy
and Val the Voice, coaching the culture.
Yes, we are the culture, the culture, the culture, the culture coaches, and we are back. Val the Voice, DJ No Frills. Let's talk. What are we doing right now? Tell
us. Yes, sir. We are about to get, first of all, I want to say shout out to Mr. Schick for that great, amazing call.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? It's always great to highlight the OGs, like you say, the vets, the people who have paved the way. All right. We are getting to this Instagrammies. Okay, where we highlight a video that we saw online on Instagram, and then we discuss it, and we also get our audience involved. We got everybody online jumping in. So let's get into Instagrammies.
Now listen, shout out to everyone that's around the country.
That's right.
If you got some good content, make sure you send it to the Culture Coaches, because we want to represent you and give you your Instagrammy.
That's
and
right.
This is an Instagrammy. Let it play. I got you, Culture.
Thing to all DJs. If we stick together, the price can go up for everyone, but you don't know everyone's situation, because a lot of DJs accept anything. It got to be a minimum of what DJs accept, because a promoter, you make like a lot of money on a night. Me and y'all paying DJs way, way less than $1,000. Some even under $500.
It's crazy how something could go downwards. Usually it's inflation. Yeah. Like everything is going up.
Especially in New York, like 20 years ago,
right,
the rate is almost the same now.
That's not like the baby shower numbers. It's like
minimum you should get should be able to cover your laptop if anything happens.
My laptop's about $3,000 though. Tech, so.
All right.
Yes, yes, yes. We are the Culture Coaches. Hey, Val.
Yes, sir.
How you feel about that? Being a promoter.
Okay. So I was going to give it to you first because you're the DJ, but I'll take it. Okay.
Pause too, though.
Okay. Pause.
I know.
You know what I mean, right?
Shout out Eminem.
True. We got this too. You know what I'm saying? We got to keep those no ditties and those pauses on deck when we talk, right?
Sometimes we get
really involved in the show. We may miss things. So thanks for checking me, big bro. But listen, okay. So here's me being a promoter, putting lots of events together. I got different views. Number one, don't check anybody else's pockets, right? Because a lot of times DJs will come in and they'll just play their set and they'll get home. Listen, You're going to get paid what you negotiate, regardless if one person shows up. I still got to pay you, right? I still got to pay you what we negotiated, whether nobody shows up or a million people. So don't check the other man's pocket. Make a deal. You know, be happy with what you negotiate. That's number one. Another thing, I think this is a disservice. What the gentleman here is saying is a disservice to certain DJs, right? Because the problem is there's a difference between a DJ and a brand, right? So if you want to request a certain amount of money, you have to be worth that certain amount of money. People like Funk Flex. People like my man No Frills.
Talk to him.
People like Tony Touch.
Cut the check.
People like Little Touch. Louis Vega. These people, they don't negotiate. They know what they're worth, but they are a brand. Okay, they are a brand, so they say what they're worth and they get what. If somebody's negotiating or somebody doesn't pay you, it's because they don't see the value in you. So you got to create the value before you're valuable. No Frills, talk to them.
This is what I want to say, right? Listen, I could write a book. I could write a novel on this, that's but this is what we're going to do. This is what we're going to do. We're going to come back next week. You got to stay tuned because I'm a diss a promoter. Okay. I'm going to put a promoter on blast.
It wasn't me.
Because, listen, my laptop is $5,000. And somebody spilled something in my laptop 2 years ago.
That's part of the who's frauding
section. But listen, they got to stay tuned. Listen, we out here. We see you next week. We are the culture.
The Broadcast Bullies, Famous Frills and Val the Voice, coaching the culture.